Program for Tuesday, Wellness. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. Our theme this week is the body of Christ. Christ had a body when he walked up on this earth as he took the form of man. He's gone back to heaven now, yet he still has a body upon the earth today, and that body is his church through which he works. And when Christ walked up on this earth, he had only one body as he went about doing good. Likewise, the Lord's church, as the body of Christ today, is one, or at least that's what the Bible teaches. As there is only one head, Colossians 1:18 says he's the head of the body, there can be only one body. One head with several bodies is a biological freak of nature that we've yet to see. It just doesn't happen that way. And we cannot seek to justify denominationalism either, because it's not the way the Lord wants it. In the final sense, men cannot divide the body of Christ. They divide themselves from it. Not only is it logical to think in terms of the body of Christ being one, it's taught throughout the scriptures. Jesus taught that there would be one fold and one shepherd in John 10:16. As there is one king, there is one kingdom. And the Lord said a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. As there is one husband, there is one bride, according to Paul in 2 Corinthians 11:2. You know, this was God's plan from the beginning in reference to marriage, mankind, that there would be one husband and one wife. And this is his plan from the beginning in reference to the church. There is one husband and one bride, one church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we have by logic pointed out here, as there is one head, there is one body. This is scripture also. We can notice scripture right after scripture. One scripture, Romans 12:5 says, so we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 through 6 has this to say. There is one body and one spirit, even as you're called, and one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. And yes, as there is only one Heavenly Father, he has only one family, and that is his New Testament church. Division is pictured in the New Testament as sinful and absolutely contrary to the will of God, regardless how men may try to justify denominationalism. Christ prayed for unity and oneness among his followers in John 17, verses 20 through 22, when he prayed that his followers would be one, even as he and the Heavenly Father were one. We can't get around the strong condemnation of division and partyism by the Apostle Paul in such scriptures as 1 Corinthians 1, verses 10 through 13, where he condemns them for saying they are of Paul and Apollos and Cephas. Galatians 5, 19 through 21, it is called a work of the flesh. There's no way we can make a good thing out of it. It's not God's plan. However, the unity that we are talking about must be the kind that's taught in the New Testament. Paul admonished the Ephesians in Ephesians 4:3 to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Then he summarized the oneness of that plan, as we have read. This unity was something that they had and were to keep. It had originally been brought about by Christ dying on the cross, according to Ephesians 2:14 through 18. It was personally accomplished when they were converted to Christ, as they were baptized into one body, 1 Corinthians 12:13. And Colossians 3:15 says that they had been called into one body. Christian unity involves salvation. It involved being united with Christ and staying united with Christ as they were seeking to be faithful to him. It involved being united with him and consequently thereby being united with everyone else who was united with him and striving faithfully to do the same thing. Yes, how we need to practice the kind of unity that is taught in the scriptures, that we might be the one body of Christ. And let us beware that we do not fall into denominational patterns. We need to divest ourselves of all denominational trappings and get back to the church that is in the New Testament scriptures. The body of Christ is one. Thank you for listening today.